Hello, this is Bradley Dillon here for thenewfury.com, and we're in the glorious St. Petersburg, Florida, where the weather is not god-awful for once. We're here with a new friend of mine in the van. If I make it out of here, you'll be hearing this recording. If not, well, then it's totally useless. So, new friend, why don't you introduce yourself and what you do in the van and what fantastic band you play in?
Hey, it's Huron from Battlecross. And I play guitar.
So, first question for you. You're in Florida right now, and it's always been really the death metal capital of the world, or at least the United States. He's wearing a Cannibal Corpse shirt, so how metal can you get, right? What is your favorite Cannibal Corpse album? Everyone seems to have their own opinion about that.
My favorite Cannibal Corpse album is probably Bloodthirst. I fucking love that album. I love the songs on it. I think it's just got the aggressiveness and groove, that it just stands out as one of my favorites. As far as, like, a Chris Marnes favorite Cannibal Corpse record goes, I'd probably say Butchered at Birth or Tomb of the Mutilated, probably one of those two. I know The Bleeding seems to be kind of very popular, and I just gotta say, I love the music on it, but I really wasn't a fan of the vocals, how they were done on that album, so. But anyway, Bloodthirst, definitely one of my favorite records, and probably The Wretched Spawn's another one of my favorites, so.
Yeah, that's always a band that's really interested in me, because growing up, I wasn't a huge fan of death metal, but there were some bands like Morbid Angel that I don't know, maybe they were really accessible or something, even though they're ridiculously heavy. I really enjoyed. So what is it about Florida that you think really stands out as far as metal goes? Why is that the main place to go?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a lot of bands come out of here. So, but from what I remember seeing on the Cannibal Corpse DVD that they put out, that 20 years of torment or whatever, they said that there's just a lot of bands come out of here, but it doesn't seem to, like, everyone thinks it's like the death metal capital, you know, and there's so much metal going on, and what they were saying is a lot of bands come out of here, but this, like, as far as, like, metalheads, there's not really, like, a popular place for metal, I guess. So, I don't know. I mean, you see a lot of good bands come out of here. There's a lot of good music around. I mean, it seems like, I guess, a weird place for metal to come out of, because it's so sunny and nice out here that it seems like everyone would be in good spirits. But, you know, you'd more normally think of metal coming from a dark, deep place of where people grow up at, so. Who knows? Regardless, it's cool, man. I would move down here for sure. Maybe that's just me being from Michigan and used to cold and snowy weather, but I fucking love this weather, so.
Yeah, you mentioned Michigan, and that's actually a place I've always wanted to move for some reason. You know, Michigan, Alaska, I don't know. I'm a Florida native, but I love the cold. I can't get
there
enough
of it.
There
you go. Well, go to Michigan.
Because, I mean, it's like 50 out here. What's the weather been like back home this winter? Pretty crazy.
Huh? Yeah, it's been pretty brutal. I guess, from what I understand, this has been a pretty pretty cold winter for everybody. I know, you know, places that normally don't get snow are getting snow. Michigan's getting blasted with snow and ice, and it's just honestly probably been one of the worst winters for us, so it's nice to be on the road away from all that, because, yeah, man, it's everyone's kind of suffering over there, so, you know, hopefully by the time I get home, it'll be some spring weather, but we'll see. Knowing Michigan, it's not very likely. So,
you know, speaking of the North, you guys are supporting protests here right now, and that's got to be a huge deal for you guys, because their most recent album, Volition, was just really, really good. I feel like that band never really disappoints me. So, how has this bit tour been so far for you guys? What has reception been like overall?
It's been awesome, man. Honestly, before this tour, I wasn't too familiar with their music. I had heard of them. Really, when I got to notice who they... I'd always heard the name, but when I really kind of, like, captured what they were was when we were doing our Indiegogo campaign back for Mayhem, and we actually were recommended to check out their video and how they did everything and how they raised all that money, and I was very impressed with what they did. And that's when I kind of became familiar with them, but really getting exposed to their music for the first time was on this tour, and they're phenomenal. They're great musicians. some of the best vocals, you know, that I've heard in that kind of genre. I think that he's phenomenal. So, very impressed with what they do. They're great guys. This whole tour has been awesome. For us, one of the reasons why we did this tour was because I felt like we kind of stood out amongst, you know, they're kind of in this kind of genre, this, even though it's kind of metal, it's still a different kind, and I think we bring something a little different to the table, and that's what I like, is doing these tours where it's not kind of lumped into every band sounds the same. Each band on this tour, I think, has their own unique style to what they do, and we love doing stuff like that. And I think so far the reception's been great. I mean, definitely feel like we've been turning heads. I know a lot of people are like, I've never heard of you guys before, but you blew my mind, you know? So it's cool to, like, kind of get that feedback from people, especially people that had never heard of us. And I always feel like these kind of tours are, like, you know, bridging the gap between, you know, metal and, you know, the just different styles of metal, kind of putting it together. You know what I mean? So I think it's awesome. I think more tours should do things like this, and more metal bands should be open to touring with different styles, because you're only just helping yourself instead of hurting, in my opinion. So,
yeah, you mentioned that Indiegogo campaign that Protest the Hero did, and I saw a lot of really prominent bands in the scene do that last year. Misery Signals did a really good one. Protest, obviously. I can't remember any others offhand, but I know there were a lot of them. Mm-hmm. What did you like about their Indiegogo campaign so much? What really stood out to you as far as stuff that they were giving away?
I just remember the video that they put together was just so well done. It made you really feel like, man, I want to support this band, you know? And then it was really, to me, it was like the first time at kind of seeing how you can kind of take things that are special to people about music and just making them feel a part of what you do as a band and what kind of the fan interaction that people appreciate, and kind of turn it into something that basically supports the band directly instead of something that's kind of an outside party, kind of an intermediate where, oh, you know, you buy this and then money goes to that and then it's a little bit of money to the band. It's like they really just put the power of, you know, support into the fans. You know what I mean? It was more or less like, you want this record to happen, we need your support. And it was, the fans spoke up. And that's huge, you know what I mean? In a day and age where, you know, where most people think the label is the power at hand to really support a band, with the technology days now, it's like really, to me, it seems like it's a consumer that's really deciding now. More honestly, it seems like now more than any time that it's a consumer's choice to what becomes big and what doesn't. You know, you look back in the days where really what you heard was only what labels and radio chose for you to listen to. Now, they don't really have that power anymore. It's kind of up to the consumer, and it kind of forces the band to basically be like, we need to put out something quality or people aren't going to give a fuck. Because there's so much now. There's so much music out there. There's so much different bands. There's so much ways to get music that you really have to be able to keep up. And you really have to put out something that's quality, and you really have to be that kind of band that's open to your fans, or you're just going to fucking fade out, in my opinion. So, it was kind of cool to see that power put into the consumer's hand, and I think that's kind of the way it should be. You know, I think the people are the ones buying your music, and they're the ones that are really your audience, you know? The people in the way I see it, in the corporate standpoint, they're just looking to make a profit. You know, people that go and buy music are the ones that really genuinely care about what you do, so.
Yeah, you mentioned the power being with the consumer, and that's something I see a lot of nowadays, especially with, not necessarily in the metal scene, but a lot of, you know, pop punk or post-hardcore bands are really into the vinyl thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's labels like Run for Cover and Top Shelf who really exist because the consumers are buying all of the vinyl products. I don't know jack shit about vinyl, so I can't tell you one way or the other, but I know a lot of people are really into collecting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like a green vinyl or limited edition this or, like the other day, my friend Trevor, he and I were going to a show, and he showed me, he bought like 4 or 5 Poison the Wall vinyls, and he's from South Florida originally, so that's a huge deal to him. You know, Poison, I really wish Poison the Well would come back and tour, but that's another story in itself. So why do you think vinyl and things like that are reaching more of an audience than they used to?
I think it's kind of it's a nostalgia thing, and it's also kind of a hip thing, a trendy thing, you know, honestly. Something kind of became, it's kind of just one of those things that where it just goes full circle, you know, something was big at one point, and then it's like a retro thing, and suddenly the retro is cool again, and then people want to start doing that. And, you know, definitely there's the people that are like, you know, it just reminds me of the records that I listened to back in the day. And then I think for the newer audience, honestly, I think it's just a mixture of being a collector of music, you know, music. I think with any genre, especially in metal, it's kind of like a collector thing. You think of it as comic books, like, you know, or horror movies. Like, there's just that fan base that's so core audience about having the actual thing in their hand, and they want posters, they want shirts of, you know, it's just that same feel with music. People want to have, you know, collector's items with music and the bands that they love, because it's just one of those things. So I honestly think it's just a mixture of, like, nostalgia and just kind of, like, the hip thing to have at the moment, you know what I mean? So, to each his own. And honestly, I mean, I've never really listened to much vinyl. I don't know if there's really a huge difference. I know really it only makes a difference, from what I understand, if you record in analog. So if you record in digital, it doesn't really matter, you know, as far as sound quality difference. But some people just say they like that needle and the little crackle of, you know, putting on a record player. And, you know, that's cool, man. And it's just, to me, it's just another way for a band to put out their music, and another way for them to just kind of put their product out to people and help support bands. So that's awesome. You know, I mean, eventually we haven't jumped on that yet, but I know a lot of people have been asking. So we definitely want to get there to necessarily serve the fan base, you know, give them what they want, you know?
You know, you being in a metal band, I always wonder what you guys are listening to in the van when you're traveling. What are you guys listening to right now?
Oh, man, just a mixture of stuff. Actually, I just went to Daddy Cool Records.
Oh, that is the best place.
I will bust out some CDs I just bought. So let's see here. I'll show you what we will be listening to, at least, because it's kind of all over the place.
Did you see their, I think, 50% off used CD sale or something?
Dude, yeah, they have, like, CDs for $5, and if you show a laminate, you get 10% off of that.
That's pretty
so
cool.
I kind of spoiled myself. I got some Blue Cheer. I got the Pantera Far Beyond Driven 20th anniversary.
Wow.
This is probably the reason why I play metal. So it has a live disc of when they played in Donington 94, so I had to get that. I got some Beastie Boys, License to Kill, Chuck Berry, Hail Hail Rock and Roll, Rush 2112, Rainbow, and Soundgarden. So, it's kind of, you know, I one of my favorite modern metal bands too right now is probably Goat Horde. Well, they're one of my favorites. I listen to Mastodon. I listen to a lot of the old school stuff too, Metallica, Slayer, all that stuff. And like I said, I just kind of whatever I'm feeling at the moment. I'll throw on some Rick James to Michael Jackson to Hank Williams III. Just whatever, just, you know, and honestly, my music taste has changed a lot over the years, because, you know, when I was younger, I was definitely all about metal, and I didn't really listen to anything else but metal, so it's kind of that, you know, elitist mentality a little bit. But, you know, the more and more you kind of tour and you play metal, you kind of get sick of it a little bit, and you just kind of want something different to rest your mind, and there's so much different music out there. It's, I mean, honestly, I became a fan of so many of these bands on this tour just from hearing it and being open to different styles. Like Night Versus is honestly one of my favorite bands on this tour, and I did get the new Protest record too, and I love it. So it's awesome, man. Yeah, I just, you know, like I said, we all listen to our different styles of stuff, and just whatever kind of keeps us on the drive.
You know, you mentioned listening to Michael Jackson and stuff like that, and kind of like you, I was really into metal and a lot of new metal growing up, because, mm-hmm. I mean, when you have Limp Bizkit from being from your home state, it's kind of inevitable.
Yeah, right.
But what do you think a lot of metal bands can learn maybe from other genres of music, if anything?
I think what they can learn from other genres, especially that stuff that's more, I guess, became commercial or popular, is songwriting. There's so many bands nowadays that just want to wank on their guitar and instruments and just show you how good they can shred. And at the end of the day, man, I just want to hear a fucking song. I want to hear a band write a song with a hook that makes you go, fuck yeah, dude, there's some fucking groove about it, or some sort of melody to it that makes me want to listen to it. Dude, I can listen to kids fucking wank on the guitar all fucking day. I mean, you know, you're only as good as a fucking 5-year-old Japanese kid that can just out shred you. So, you know what I mean? Like, there's just always that. There's always someone better than you. And so really to hear kids just want to show me how badass they can play the guitar, it's like, I've heard it. I've heard it enough. I've heard it 1,000 times. I can see kids doing that shit. Yeah, it's, as a musician standpoint, there's still bands that impress me with how good they can shred, and I always appreciate that, but at the end of the day, man, I just want to hear songwriting, and I think that's why a lot of those different genres and those certain bands outside of metal, or even the big, if you look at the bigger metal bands that made it big, they weren't sitting there showing you off how good they can fucking play a guitar. They threw that in there. They threw their talent in there, but at the same time, they wrote a good song, a good hook that made you go, "I fucking love that song, man," because it just has that hook, that part that makes me love it. So honestly, I think more bands should take a page from that.
Well, I have one last question for you. What's after this tour? You guys have got a long way to go before the end of the year. What can we expect from you? I know you just put out a War of Will less than a year ago.
Yeah.
But what are you guys doing as far as music or touring after this, or maybe festivals?
We have definitely a lot more touring. Writing is also in the back of our mind. After this tour, we have New England Metal Hardcore Festival, and then we go out with Killswitch Engage and Trivium in May. So we're doing some dates around there. It's probably going to be like a 3-week tour. And then in June, we got Europe. So we got festivals like Download, Grass Pop. So we have all that coming up. Summertime, we're not sure yet. We're hoping that maybe we'll leave summertime a little open to like July and August to kind of write and work on some new stuff, because we definitely want to try and hopefully maybe have a record by next year in the summertime or something. So it's just logistics and opportunities, whatever comes up, we just have to kind of work around that, figure out what is really important for the band at the moment. So right now we just feel like we're trying to hit new markets like Europe and stuff like that, and get out to new places and play, so, and kind of keep building our audience. So so maybe something in the fall too. We might do another tour in the States in the fall, something big, hopefully. But other than that, man, just kind of keeping on the touring cycle, and any breaks that we get, try and take some time to wind down from the road and write.
All right, well, thank you very much for doing this interview with us today. It was definitely good getting to know a little bit more about you and stuff like that. Again, this has been Bradley Dillon. Be sure to check out Battlecross's War of a Will album, because I thought it was a pretty good record from last year. If I were an octopus, I would give it 8 thumbs up, but I'm not an octopus, so I can only give it 2. Be sure to check out this interview and more at thenewfury.com, and thank you very much for listening. Later.